gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything with just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Flake Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God.
I want to thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blues Flake Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
I got something to tell you that I think you want to know. That my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it. It fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. Know that I can't live without you. I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you. Just like a woman, she knows she's got a man. She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. A thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby. Ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby. Think about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby.
I like that song. What about you?
I got a thing about you, baby.
I definitely got one about you. Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
And that's what it's about today. We pick a lot of these great songs. We pick songs that we like. But it's also about our friends. Today's show, we're going to call it Host Choice and Listener Favorites.
There we go.
You know, you folks respond to a lot of the songs we play, and you'll question, oh, what album is that on? Where did that mm-hmm. come from? I like that. Play that again. So we kept you in mind this week very much. So it's about us and it's about you. It's about all of us great Elvis fans today.
It's a family party.
All right. We're going to talk about facts and things that you did not know about rock and roll.
Okay.
I'm going to share some of those facts. And of course, our boy's going to be involved in that list of things.
Of course he is.
You think John Wayne was his real name, or do you think Bob Dylan's real name is Bob Dylan?
No.
Well, we're going to talk about all that today, and them and a whole bunch of other people.
Mm.
Now you are going to share a little story about one of Elvis's albums that he thought was a bit funny and that he laughed at.
Moi, yes.
What songs, what album? Well, TL's going to tell us about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another great Elvis classic song is Always On My Mind. And
right,
there's a little
bit
of a story behind that song.
Yes.
You're going to share that today on Blue Suede Connection.
Will do.
So we're going to talk Elvis, talk Blue Suede Connection, and just listen to music. And do what we do best. Have a good time here on Blue Suede Connection. What do you think, baby?
I'm ready.
Baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger. This tiger's way too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But it's a room to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh,
let me be. Oh, let it be. Oh, baby. Ba-ba-da-da. Baby, let me be. Run you all the night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, baby. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. You're a teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, teddy bear.
Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
Oh, yeah. How does the Wolfman spell rock and roll? E-L-V-I-S, baby.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak, tossing and a turn.
Forget about the stars. Come follow me, my love, to a world just like the world that you've been dreaming of. Let's not wait too long for something might go wrong. Surrender, love. Let's forget about the stars. Let's forget about the stars.
What a beautiful song. That was recorded for the movie Charo, but never used in the movie.
Right.
And it didn't appear, the song, till later when the Camden Pickwick came out, I think with the Let's Be Friends album was where you first heard that song.
Yep, yep.
All right, we're going to do something different on the show today, something we've never done before.
Yeah.
You and I, when we are looking for things, snacks and different, whatever it is, we always try to find that Elvis thing.
If we see an Elvis thing, we gravitate to it.
So we were scrolling the net one day and looking at a different non-alcoholic beer, and we found Elvis beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Elvis.
Yes.
This is not something sanctioned from Graceland or Elvis or anything.
No, no.
But tell us who it is and what it is, and we're going to try it on the air live because we've never tasted this before.
Okay, so Elvis alcohol-free or non-alcoholic brew comes from a company called BrewDog. They started in 2007 in Scotland, but they actually have a brewery here in the U.S. in Columbus, Ohio, and it's a citrus IPA. It is non-alcoholic, which some people love beer, but they can't drink beer because of the gluten issues, which I do have gluten problems.
Yes.
So this is vegan free, dairy free, gluten free, and it's non-alcoholic. So
you ready to pop it and give it a shot?
We're
never tried this before. This is a first.
Ready?
Yeah, go. Okay.
All righty. I got to put mine in a glass because I'm a lady. I'm just a little bit. Anyway.
I'm a man. I'm going to drink from the can.
Let's try.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It does have a citrusy.
Yeah. It's not a very sweet citrus.
No. That's different. Yeah. And I like it, though.
It's a good summer drink. It's good to sit out on your deck and a nice day, a little shade.
And it is over in, Europe.
I'm going to have another sip. What do you think?
Yeah, man.
Her eyes tell the story so well. She tries hard. So little expected, too often neglected. A woman stripped of her pride, always so careful not to cry until I fall asleep. In there, in the silence, she lies with a tear on her cheek. The thought comes to mind that I read it somehow, or hear it, I can't quite. That a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. She knows I don't love her, although heaven knows her. For living, so go right on giving the one thing that she's been denied. Without any warning, in the wee hours of the morning, she cries. Inside, she tries so to hide is beginning to show in her eyes. And a thought comes to mind that I read it sometime or hear it, I can't quite. That a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. Yeah, a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing.
We'll be right back.
After this quick message, millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched and I've searched, but I couldn't find no way or a
happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Ah, everybody loves that song,
oh,
don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, good song.
How can you not love Crying in the Chapel? Great message, great vocals, great song.
Yeah, absolutely.
You enjoying your Elvis Brew Dog over there?
I am. Non-alcoholic yeah, beverage. So I don't have to worry about breaking out, because that's what I totally do every time I have beer. And sometimes I just want a beer and I deal with it.
I want to remind everybody, they are not a sponsor of the show.
No, they're not. I wish they were. We'd like them to be.
There you go.
Yeah,
exactly.
But, no.
All right, what do you got for us over there? What are you going to tell us about?
All right, so we're going to talk about the album that Elvis would crack up over or totally sneer at.
I can't. However, is it a movie album?
Yeah, it's a movie album.
It had to be because, okay.
Yeah. But it's hard to sneer at an album that actually did hit number 15 on the top Billboard 40.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so you got a top, album, it's kind of hard to sneer at it, but Elvis did.
Okay.
And it's 1966, so he's already decided his movie career's over, basically.
I got to guess what it is, because you haven't told me what it is. Actually,
Paradise Wine Style.
I'm lying. I know what it is.
I know.
But anyway.
Yeah. So it is Paradise Wine Style, and there is a story that goes with it. Gordon Stoker was there for the recording, and he said that they had a heck of a time getting Elvis on mic. Clearly, he kept, I guess, just maybe it wasn't even consciously, but he kept moving back from the mic every time he would do a song. I mean, we're talking, he's doing Queenie Wahine and Dog's Life.
Seashells by the seashore.
Yeah, and Dog's Life.
I know a gal.
Remember that?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so Gordon said he kept moving, and they kept moving his mic. Pretty soon, they had him up against a wall. They had put up sound board stuff around him to box him in so he couldn't move, to try to keep him in one spot, and he was just leaning on the wall singing. I mean, that's how bored he was.
And you can imagine, at that time period, 1966, Rubber Soul by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
I know, poor
Elvis.
Rolling
Stones, and Elvis is singing, Seashells.
It's a dog's life.
Dayton is a game not grown up play.
Now, anyway. And we all talk about that, but we do love all the movies.
Let's do this one.
Hit it.
Hawaii, USA. Hawaii, USA. We're flying. State, the land of enchanted dreams. What an isle! Well, it's heaven, tropical style, where love weaves a spell, it seems. Hawaii, Hawaii, USA. Oh, Hawaii, USA. Gee,
as to swim and surf in the sun, where the trade winds caress the sea. What a sight, those exotic scenes of delight are waiting for you and me. Hawaii, USA.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, operator, get in touch with my Marie. Phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
My baby.
March 20th, 1974, the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee, right there. My
Love
baby
that.
Left me.
Mm-hmm.
I like that version.
I know. That's a good one.
All right. I remember learning as a kid that John Wayne was not his real name. I thought,
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, my gosh. I thought the Duke was really John Wayne.
Oh, you were lied to.
John Wayne was really Marion Robert Morrison.
Marion. No, you lie.
Marion Robert Morrison. It's his real name.
Okay.
Bob Dylan is really Robert Allen Zimmerman.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
You know Marilyn Monroe was Norma Jean.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is William Bradley Pitt.
Okay, that well, that's not that
name.
Far.
Now, of course, Lady Gaga is not her real name.
Hmm.
Her real name is Stephanie Janine Angelina Germato.
Yes. Okay.
Rihanna is Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Okay, yeah.
Miley Cyrus is Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Oh.
Emma Stone is Emily Jean Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Witherspoon, Laura Janine Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Is her real name. Natalie Portman is Natalie Herschlag.
Okay.
Olivia Wilde, Olivia Cockburn. Drake,
okay.
The artist Drake is Aubrey Drake Graham.
Mm.
Two more, then I'll give some more later on. Ashton Kutcher.
Is it Kutcher?
Kutcher.
Oh, okay.
K-U-T-C-H-E-R.
Okay.
Christopher Ashton Kutcher is his real name.
Okay.
Spike Lee. That's funny. His real name is Sheldon Love.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I said that wrong. His real name is Sheldon Lee.
Oh, Sheldon Lee.
Yeah, and I got a whole other list over here. We'll get to that later.
Interesting.
But it's funny. Is your real name T.L.?
Trisha Lee.
Okay. Okay. My real name's Dan. And by the way, Elvis Presley was really Elvis Presley.
Forever, my darling, our love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear, keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part.
rest of my day. I'll never part from you or your loving ways. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Hey, this part of my soul here forever. Hey, this part of my soul forever. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Hey, this part of my soul. Forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part from you or your loving ways. Just promise me, darling, your loving return. Hey, this part of my soul.
People like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send them to the store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Baby, the fun has just begun. Blue Suede Connection is coming right back at you on the flip side.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Out any of those old records from the Sun label, listen to them at all?
They sound funny. They got a lot of echo on them, man, I'll tell you.
Baby, you may go to college, you may go to school, you may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Now, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. I want to play house with you.
Thank you.
one thing, baby, I don't want you to know. Come on back and let's play with the house so we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, go. Come back, baby, go. Come back, baby, I wanna play out with you. Hit it.
Now get ready, we're gonna do it. We're gonna break all the rules.
Okay.
Get ready, y'all. Do it with us.
You know what we're gonna do?
See you dead, little girl, and the beat with another man. And I said, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby.
Here we go. Ready?
You?
Let's do it all together.
Baby, 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 baby. Baby, baby, baby. Boom, baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Come back, baby. I want to play house with you.
Number one rule in radio, never sing along with the artist or the music. Let it do its thing. Then you talk.
We break all the rules.
We break the rules. It's a party. You sing along with the great songs at
a
party, right?
Yes, you do.
We got to do what we got to do here on Blue Suede Connection. We dare to be different. Got good vibes, as they say.
It does, yeah.
You know what else has good vibes is our pages, our Facebook pages, our YouTube pages, our
sure thing, yeah,
and that's the segue for you to give out that information.
I know where you're going, segue key.
Yes.
BlueSwayConnection.com is the best place to go to catch up on everything that's going on, and also all of our links like Facebook, X, also known as Twitter.
Yeah, I'm starting to build that up. Easy to find, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Okay, who is the unmistakable, unanimous decision king of the blues?
B.B. King.
All right. Here he is.
He had everything. The looks. He had the talent. To me, he had everything. You know, you start looking at the guys, God almighty, he's handsome, he's tall, and he looks good, he can sing, he can play.
Separate this way. We've been together so long. Do I have to separate this way? Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday. Way to move, boy.
guess you'll change your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
Good morning. This is Pat in Mason City, Iowa. Would you please play Life by Elvis? Appreciate it.
Somewhere out in empty space, long before the human race,
something stirred. A vast and timeless source began. Intelligence was born, and then there was the world. Powers filled the universe. Matter formed and broke the curse of nothingness. Love became an ageless soul. Nature reached her highest goal. Breathe the breath of life, everlasting life. Well, and creatures came from out of sight. Daylight came from in the night, and all was good. Life became a master plan. Love produced a perfect man that understood. The image of the Maker's word, worshipped him with all he had. But then one day, from in the depths an evil seed grew and manufactured greed, changed the way of life. Everlasting life. Oh, the loving power that looked and saw inside the heart of man a flaw began to grow. Well, the fires of hell began to burn, and so he sent his chosen son to let us know that had surely made us all, and hate would surely make us fall. So from the cross, and he showed the world that dreadful day that love could be the only way, or all is lost of life, everlasting life. For life is love.
Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I'll pick
stirred up in my 88. Shake on down by the social hall when the joint starts jumping. I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it. I wanna shake it. I wanna rip it. I wanna ball it. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ball tonight. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be the one I have the soul. I wanna rock it up. I wanna live it up. I wanna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I wanna live it up. Turn the ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm a baby, but I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Turn the ball tonight.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Beverly Suede Connection.
Pick our songs that we like. You know that's going to be on my list.
Oh, of course, because you do the Bozeman.
Because no, I like you know I like the bluesy rocking Elvis.
Yeah, that's
that,
true.
Yep. That dirty Elvis. That get in there and give him some blues, Elvis.
Yeah.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody.
Bozeman.
Today is host choice and listeners' favorites. We're playing some of our personal favorite songs, ones we like, and then we get lots of reviews from you folks at home that listen, say, I really like this song, or I really like that, I like what you played this and that.
Right, right.
So we're playing those this and that's for you today.
Absolutely.
Now, also, today on the show, we've covered some good stuff. We're going to cover more.
Ah.
You're going to talk about Always On My Mind.
Am I?
Yeah, you're going to talk about that particular song, and there's a story behind it.
Yeah, there is.
And I'm curious to hear that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give some more celebrity real names out. I'm going to talk about rock and roll facts. Some really interesting tidbits in the world of rock and roll that you might not know.
Interesting.
All right. Remember Jay Leno when he hosted The Tonight Show?
I do.
He had a band leader. His name was Bradford Marsalis.
Okay.
Great jazz musician. He's well known in the music world for being such a talented guy. That's how he got the gig on The Tonight Show.
Okay.
Well, he's got an Elvis connection, and he's going to tell you all about it to kick off hour number two of Blue Suede Connection.
Everything musically in New Orleans, there wasn't the separation that I found even in a city like New York, but more so in other cities, because to be a musician, you just did everything. You did everything. So, like, there wasn't, like, jazz cats and rock cats.
Right.
Like, my dad played with Elvis Presley in Birmingham, Alabama.
For one shot.
Yeah. I mean, they called him and said, we need a piano player. He did the gig. It wasn't, I'm a jazz guy. I won't do that.
Yeah, but he still remembers it, I bet.
Of course. He came back and says, man, I've never seen anything like that.
What did he say?
He just said... The thing that he remembered the most, he said, they said, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley, and then there was just this white light from all of the flashes that took off the moment he walked on stage that was blinding. He had never experienced anything like it. He says, the whole concert, all he really remembers is screaming and flashbulbs. And Elvis has left the building.
Elvis is gone.
Yeah.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of the lonely street, Heartbreak Hotel. It's a lonely place. You'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely you could die. Well, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room.
some happy fans. Woo! Right there.
Nice.
1972, New York City, Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
He tore the house down. Several shows.
Great.
Had to add extra shows because they sold tickets so fast.
Absolutely.
All right, that's a rock and roll fact, isn't it?
Prince from another planet.
There you go. All right, being because that was a rock and roll story, fact,
yeah.
I've got a bunch more for you right here.
All right.
Jimi Hendrix got his inspiration for Purple Haze after having a dream where he could walk on water.
Mmm.
Prince was a big Hendrix fan. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And Purple Rain is an allegory to Purple Haze.
Okay. No, I did not know that.
Yeah. But. Lynyrd Skynyrd took the name from a high school teacher named Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
Sting's real name is Gordon Sumner.
Mm-hmm.
Two songs that were recorded by Elvis, Dylan, and the Beatles. Do you know what they were?
No.
That's All Right, Mama, and Yesterday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, let me turn my little script around here. Mama Cass and Keith Moon both died in the same apartment of singer and songwriter Harry Nilsson.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty weird, isn't it?
No, it's weird.
Paul McCartney said, "The You and Got to Get You Into My Life was marijuana."
Oh, okay.
Of course. Did you know in the song Money for Nothing and Your Chicks for Free, remember the Dire Straits
song?
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you know that Sting sings back up in that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. And another real name, Axl Rose, is William Bailey.
Mm.
Once Elvis Presley was driving and he passed a man who was repairing a fence.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis was driving a brand new shiny truck. The man looked at him admiringly and said, "I wish I could buy a truck like that. It's my dream."
Yeah.
Elvis replied to the man, "You got a buck?
You got a buck?"
The guy said, "Yeah, sure," said the man. Elvis took the dollar bill and he gave the guy the keys and said, "Now you have. Now you just bought a truck of your dream for a $1 bill." Gotta love that Elvis, don't we? He always was a generous-hearted guy.
Absolutely.
Got no one to leave them to me. for what I thought was being free. So I confess, my loneliness, and I guess I lost the best of the year that I had lost at my fingers like a golden breath of air. If I had cared, I wouldn't be singing this love song of the year. It's a lonely song, and not too clear, but to me, it's very dear. I guess this song could only be my feelings way down in the sea of love. To me, this has got to be the love song of the year. I don't want to write another love song of the year.
Love is mine.
I used to lie and I used to cry.
Love is mine.
I used to let these feelings pass me by. From now on, I'll make it very clear. 'Cause I don't want to write another love song of the year.
Once it was told to me, we're born with the magic key. It opens the door to miracles of spring. It takes you to wishing wells, to ice cream and carousels. And yet this magic key won't unlock a thing unless you have a happy. Your address be sunshine and please. There's love and there's joy untold, much more than your heart can hold. It's there like the ring you grab on a merry-go-round. The world isn't half as great with friends on a rainy day. People keep away when you wear a frown. You've got to have a happy. You have a happy. Have a happy. Warm smile in the face. Start believing and believing. Let your address sunshine place. Let your address be a sunshine place. Let your address be a sunshine place.
Grab yourself a bottle of pop, 'cause Blue Suede Connection will be right back.
Shazam!
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The blue suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on Earth. Keep moving.
Conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music and dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. And come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl, it's getting late, you just sit and wait around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby.
Oh, yeah. The big song from Live a Little, nice. Love a Little. We all remember the video. Elvis singing to the girl with that little gadget he's trying to get the
girl around, yeah.
You know.
Great.
Does this little romancing thing there and walks out and gets in the car and leaves with her.
Yep, yep.
That's Elvis. That's
your guys' fantasy over the world.
I got my fantasy girl. I don't need to worry about that anymore. All right, tell us a little bit about a song called Always On My Mind.
All right, so Parade.com called Always On My Mind the breakup ballad.
Right.
The breakup ballad with over 300 covers didn't become a hit until Elvis's version in 1972.
Right.
But interesting, Wayne Carson was the writer. He wrote that in 1971. The way he came up with the song was kind of interesting. He'd been on the road working and writing songs and very busy and had been away from home, and his wife was getting very frustrated with him. And he called home one night and actually told her, I may be away, but you're always on my mind.
Okay.
And that really stuck with him.
Right.
So he started to write the song, and he actually incorporated some help from, or asked for some help from, Mark James, Johnny Christopher, and they helped him write
what
he...
names.
Yeah, what he called the everyman song. This is everyman's, you know, version of the song. So when Elvis recorded it in 1972, it hit number 16 on the Hot Country charts, number 20 in the Adult Contemporary, and it did go number 9 in the singles chart of the UK.
Right.
And it still ranks as one of Elvis's top songs. In fact, in 2013, the ITV ranked the song as number 1 for the nation's favorite Elvis song, even ahead of Suspicious Minds and Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wow, very cool. Very good. Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you
quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. I just never took the time. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. If you listen, you can hear it in the breeze, especially when the breeze is drifting through the trees. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. The murmuring waters sing the song. The echoing mountains come along. The whispering valleys fill the air with the whistling tune
our hearts can share. It's so wonderful to walk beneath the moon, listening to old Mother Nature's favorite tune. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night.
I'll be there when all your dreams are broken. You answer your unspoken prayer.
I'm really digging the flow of music on the show today. I don't know if you are or not.
Oh, absolutely.
And it just goes to show you, the last couple songs we played were not big hits for Elvis.
No.
But they're great songs.
They're songs that don't get played
enough. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things we love doing here on Blue Suede Connection. But
exactly.
That was a great song. It just was a good song. And the ones we played before it, it doesn't have to be a hit to be a great song.
Oh, yeah.
That's proof. Yep. Elvis just did so much great music.
He sure did.
And like you just said, so much doesn't get recognized.
Mm-hmm.
But it does on Blue Suede Connection.
Yep. We practice that 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Something I wanted to mention. We give our phone number out a lot. We always encourage everybody to call and put you on the show. And T.L. and I have been wondering, man, what's going on? Nobody's calling anymore. We're not getting any calls.
Yeah.
We come to find out that something is, there's a malfunction
with the phone number. Yeah. It's not, when you call it, and we tried it out ourselves, it rings busy, I think.
So if you called and you weren't able to get on, don't worry. Don't use that number anymore, because we are going to create a new number very soon.
Yeah, we got to get a new one.
And we'll be sharing that on the show, because we want you guys to call us and we want your voices on the show. I say it all the time. I've said it a trillion and one times since we've been doing Blue Suede Connection. It's not Dan's show. It's not TL's show. It's our show. It's for everybody. You guys are as much a star as we are when it comes to this show.
Absolutely.
And that's that's very important for us, for you guys to be part of.
And
it,
you know, if you ever notice something, tell us. Because sometimes we don't know. We're busy with life, too, and running around. You say, gosh, I keep calling. It keeps ringing busy. Or I look on Facebook and I can't see it. Just let us know, because we'll look at it.
So it will be fixed, and we will be giving that number out soon. And we want you to call. Inundate us with phone calls. Be part of the show.
I see the
Part of the family now. You thinking about leaving? Forget about it. We'll be right back after this.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it is not familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it is not familiar, call 911. If it is not familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
911.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us, but we all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Now back to the music.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no
A classic that never gets old, Hound Dog, here on Blue Suede Connection. We hope everybody's having a good time today. Mm-hmm. The party is almost over. We still got
No,
wait a second. We got some to go. No. We got some really good nuggets coming up. Don't worry.
This is my high voice. I'm going to
It's not over yet. All right. Some more names. The real names of these people. You're silly. Courtney Love. Courtney Love's real name is Courtney Michelle Harrison. Whoopi Goldberg. I don't know why she would have changed her name to that. Her real name is Carolyn Johnson. Joaquin Phoenix is Joaquin Raphael Phoenix.
Yeah.
Demi Moore is Demi Jean Guinness.
Oh, that's interesting.
Here's somebody I know you like, Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
He's Peter Jean Herndry.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're probably not saying that right.
Probably not. Jamie Foxx is Eric Marlon Bishop.
Wow.
Julianne Moore, Julianne Smith.
Oh.
John Legend, John Roger Stevens.
Oh, boy.
Katy Perry is Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Wow.
Tina Fey from SNL and lots of other great shows, Elizabeth Stamantina Fey.
Oh, wow.
Pink is really Alicia Beth Moore.
I knew that, yeah.
And Elton John is really Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
I knew that, too.
You knew that one?
Yeah.
Well, you got to know some of them. Yeah. Know it all.
Just because, you know, they've been around so long.
Well, that's it.
Okay. How the wind. Right, on the open. I tell you what, I like the sound of that open string guitar there on the intro. How the web was woven in my soul, don't you know? How the web was woven, can't get loose, can't let go. Thoughts of you fill my head, and no matter, oh, how I try, I can't sleep in my bed. Oh,
say which way you're gonna go. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. 99 make 14, 4 and 4 make 9. The clock is striking 13. I think I'm on my mind. You know it's getting aggravating. How long can I keep waiting? Tell me if you love me, yes or no. I gotta know, gotta know. Till the end of time. Saw the fortune teller, had my fortune read. She sent me to the doctor and sent me straight to bed. He said I'm homesick and I'm lovesick. I got my mind on lipstick. Will you kiss away my cares and woe? I gotta know, gotta know. I gotta know, gotta know.
Let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dews. I've been down on my bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet, I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rattler, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Working in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the mood from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made the rich and poor, you're gonna reap riches of what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a day with a neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you'll think that brother is going to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. Run on for a long time.
Run on.
But tell you got a mind that's gonna hurt you. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them got a mind that's gonna cut him down.
Recorded there in Nashville, 1971, baby.
Nice, yeah.
Well, the time has come, baby. We got to do what we got to do, but I'm going to say those famous words in just a few moments. You're going to say them with me. But before we say those words, any closing words? That's not a word. That's a sound effect.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody once again. We have so much fun with you guys. We love you guys. And remember, we're going to give you a new phone number pretty soon.
Yeah, because you are a part of the show. I say it all the time.
Uh-huh.
All right, baby, you're going to say these words with me, right? We are going to do all of this again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'd like to call this song we're ending with my TL song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here we go.
Angel,
Get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.